This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's Report on Fear of Immigrants and Others is a Global Political Monkey Wrench. Meeting with people in the Netherlands and Germany, conversation quickly comes to the Clinton-Trump race. People want to be reassured that Trump really can't win. They don't want to hear that the vote will be close, even though Clinton will win in the Electoral College. Interestingly, with all the brouhaha that Trump has stirred up over closing borders, building walls, blocking entry to Muslims, and deporting millions, no one asks about the issue, mainly because these are issues too worrisomely close to home for them as well. In Holland, a xenophobic anti-immigrant leader has risen and created a party of one, largely on this platform. Though he may not have much of a party, he clearly has a base. Political experts believe that he's taking votes away from the Social Democrats, along the dominant party of unions and some of the left. The Social Democrats are in a free fall for many reasons, including the compromises they've made on health care and other issues as part of the ruling coalition. But a piece of the problem, similar to the challenge for the Democrats in the United States, is anger and desertion of some older working-class voting segments reacting to the anti-immigrant campaigning. In Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel a year ago, during a humanitarian crisis, opened Germany's borders to 1 million migrants, largely from the war-torn Middle East and Syria, there has clearly been a political backlash over whether or not German standards of living and services are being compromised by these migrants. An upcoming election in Merkel's home state is being watched closely to see whether her center-right governing party has been able to reposition itself with voters by implementing agreements to hold more of the immigrants in Turkey. Merkel is not retreating from her conviction that Germans can do this, but she is equally clear in recently reported interviews that she cannot lead along this path for another year as she has for the last year. Her party in the state elections is busily echoing right-wing themes of homeland and security as it scurries about trying to hold on to its base. A new anti-immigrant party is expected to take votes away from Merkel's Christian Democrats as well as the more progressive Social Democrats. And what in the world is this burkini thing about in France? Courts there have overruled local municipalities over their burkini banning, but reports are indicating that the activity, right down to having police stop Muslim women on the beach and make them disassemble their outfits, were very popular with the general French public. The right-wing anti-immigrant party there did not fare as well as they'd hoped in recent elections, but continues to be a serious force nationally. Country to country, immigration, migrants, and refugees are divisive political issues. Muslim women in particular are reporting worldwide that they're being viewed differently and worse than in the past. Discrimination in large and small ways is increasing. Today, there are no hard questions for an American traveler on immigration because, embarrassingly, too many progressives and others are fearing that politically, we may be more united by hate than any other national value. Everyone is living in glass houses now, so no one is throwing stones, and fewer people are leaving their doors open. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.